the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The
Talk Radio
Countdown. The Supreme Court's ruling upholding the President's Affordable Care Act and the anticipation leading up to Thursday's ruling, the most talked about story of the week. How do you like that, Michael? I'm taking your steam away from you. We're going to go over the Talkers Top 10 chart with Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers.com. This is a daily, for those of you who love this format, a daily journey into what's going on in the world of talk radio especially. And so we hear every week take the 10 apart. Sometimes we talk about them. Sometimes we talk about other issues that face the talk radio industry. So the first job Michael has, though, is to go through these stories, these topics, and then we'll see where we go from there, Michael.
This is my job.
It is your job.
And I'm going to, someone has to do this.
And you're welcome to it, yes.
Yeah, and of course, surprise, surprise, we'll get to the top story in a moment. The 10 stories of the week, the biggest stories, there are a lot more than 10, on news talk radio around the country, according to the research of Talkers Magazine. And number 10, Major League Baseball action. And the Heat won the NBA title, and they had a parade, and there's all kinds of talk about the Miami Heat. They seem to have captured, controversially, the attention of the entire country. At number 9, the death of Nora Ephron. At number 8, Rangel wins the Democratic primary.
Can you believe that? My God, can you believe it?
We've seen things like this before.
Yeah.
I mean, it's isn't politics funny?
Marion Barry in Washington, he got caught with crack in his car or something, and he wins. Boston politics were usually pretty good for.
This is why understanding politics is not just a matter of reading numbers and going with conventional wisdom. It's so nuanced. So peculiar. So subject to the intangible aspects of relationships and why a community would have a relationship with a politician that even though they know that there are certain facts that indicate this person should not be there in other conditions would be ousted, they keep the person there for reasons.
Was it Traficant? What was his first name? Traficant, the guy from Cleveland. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was in jail and he was reelected.
Yep. It's fascinating. It's absolutely fascinating. And it's not just in politics. People stick with people in their lives that they know are criminals or that are bad for them. And it's a form of denial. It's a form of rationale. It's just fascinating psychology. Yep. And those tuned to it have a better understanding of the world than those who are just baffled. At number 7, we have the clash between Syria and Turkey. We have Colorado wildfires at number 6. At number 5, the Eurozone debt crisis tied with the general look at financial markets activities. At number 4, we have the Eric Holder contempt vote. At number 3, we have the Arizona illegal immigration ruling. At number 2, the general umbrella topic that will be with us through November, the 2012 presidential race. And at number 1, as you mentioned before, I can't say it's a surprise.
Uh-uh.
The Supreme Court upholds the Obamacare.
You don't think that's a surprise? You thought they were going to all along?
No, it's not. No.
I didn't know what they were going to do. Yeah.
No surprise is that it's number 1.
No, right. But it is a surprise, don't you think? We've had Stephen J.J. Wiseman on this program discussing how brilliant he thinks Roberts is. And I haven't heard any of that, Michael, on any radio program. You know, people are grousing about, this is terrible, Roberts is a turncoat, or something like Roberts is a genius because he's going to screw up the election for Obama because this certainly will put him over the top, when in fact, apparently, it's really neither of those.
Well, first of all, you mentioned Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is one of the most brilliant legal minds in the country. And it is a credit to you in this show and any show that you do that he is on.
Yeah, he's up a little while.
He's also the legal editor of Talkers Magazine and a man of whom I am very proud. Interestingly, there are those analysts out there who say, and perhaps rightfully so, that if Romney gets elected, he's not going to put an end to this project. That he's not going to repeal it so quickly. That he'll probably make it stick.
Well, in Massachusetts, basically, you and I are residents of Massachusetts. We know, although fortunately neither of us have had to take advantage of it, but there is this thing called Mass Health, It's not great, but it does give everybody a shot at having protection. And it hasn't really affected the tax roll, but it isn't like Obamacare, even though a lot of people say, the right-wingers didn't want to have him anything to do with him because what he did in Massachusetts was just like Obamacare, which is nonsense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, we talk in such black and white broad strokes terms that, again, there's no nuance.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is... There's a good chance, I should say the fact of the matter, then say there's a chance. Let's just say there's a likely chance that Romney could be elected because of this.
Yeah.
And if he is, he's not going to get rid of Obamacare. that either way, it's going to be there.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, both the Democrats and the Republicans are for big government. And anybody who thinks that one's for big government and one isn't buys into a tremendous myth. That has
I like Ron Paul.
Okay, let's go through the people. LeBron James at number 10, Nora Ephron at number 9, Angela Merkel at 8, Charles Rangel at 7, John Boehner at 6. At number 5, we have a tie between Eric Holder and Daryl Issa. Jen Brewer, 4, Mitt Romney at 3, John Roberts, the man of the hour at 2, and Barack Obama, President of the United States, at number 1.
All right, let me take you down a street that you're very good. We're cheerleaders for the talk radio format, and one of the reasons that it's so good is because it relies on you using your imagination. Imagery that may have been put into your mind, and one of the best examples of that may be this Colorado wildfire story and the number of people talking about it. Each time you talk, you can't help but go to something that you may have seen before, but when you hear the reference to it, your mind... hearing the words goes to that image, which is really one of the strongest parts of the spoken word formats that we cover here, Michael, don't you think?
No question. That's why they call radio the theater of the mind.
Yeah.
And radio is the only format that you can have unlimited special effects without having to pay for them.
I mean, that's very clever. That's very good. Yeah.
Listen to some of the old radio theater, the radio drama that still exists on records that they used to play and they perform them live, you know, Orson Welles, Mercury Radio Arts, and all that stuff. They would describe the most incredible sets, the most incredible images,
yeah.
And you don't have to have scenery, you don't have to have costumes, you don't have to have special effects. Science fiction would be really good these days on radio.
Oh, it would be.
You know?
Yeah.
Because
we have the television imagery that mm-hmm. comes from those various shows. Somebody the other day asked me, and I didn't skip a beat. I had a discussion about some of the best talk radio hosts, and somebody said to me, what was your favorite? Who was your favorite? And I said, without even batting an eye, Gene Shepard.
Mm-hmm. Great storyteller.
Yeah. And if it's on the foolish side, Joe Pyne.
Well, Joe Pyne was a great entertainer.
Yeah.
He was one of the fathers of Rush Limbaugh's school. And I got to tell you, everybody, you know, forgets. Rush Limbaugh's been a big-time talk show host now for about 22 years, 23 years he's been on the scene. He started out as an entertainer. Now it's blurry as to whether he's really a political commentator or an entertainer or both. But Limbaugh, when he began, was very much a conservative version of what Jon Stewart is today, a funny liberal.
He was funny.
Most of the things that now are taken for granted as being Limbaugh stating truth, opinion, you know, I have my brain tied behind my back and with talents on loan from God and all. He was making fun of himself. Now he believes it. I think he truly has changed.
I think he has. I think he's beginning to believe his own press. Michael Harrison, who, speaking of the press, is pretty much in charge of the day-to-day press covering the world of talk radio at talkers.com. We continue our overview of the charts and things that come from our observations of the charts this week in just a moment.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation, whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has 7 moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
The war had been going on for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Old Navy Funovations Inc. presents a summer sale like none other. All new summer styles at clearance prices. Sung by megastar Jordan Knight.
Fresh summer styles, super small prices.
Deals like new shorts, $12 for adults, $7 for kids, and famous graphic tees, just $5 for the whole family.
You're such a great shopper, girl.
Get all new styles at clearance prices, now through Sunday.
See you at Old Navy. Come.
Select styles only in store only. Valid for 2nd per week.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981. Don't wait. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers.com. One of the things that we don't often talk about, we kind of get into personalities, but they usually wrap themselves around a story. Not true with the death of Nora Ephron. That really is, I mean, just talking about what she did in her life seems to have pleased a lot of people in conversation. Do you agree?
Oh, yeah, no question. And she's a tremendous cultural figure in literature and movies, scripts, entertainment. Yeah. A lot of people felt very close to her.
One of the things that's come out of it is a discussion of death in general this week, you think? Did you hear some of that?
No, I'm not sure what you're saying.
I'm saying that people talking about their own life and the death of people close to them.
Oh, yeah.
What's it all about?
Well, of course, and especially as the bulk of the population gets older and more and more of us are dropping like flies, to use a cliche, or an expression that summons up images for the radio.
Yeah.
Of course you think about your own mortality.
Yeah. It's really, I think, very sobering. We have the ability to live to be 140 some odd, but things seem to get in the way of that.
Well, Michael, we should always think about that when we're so quick to
divisive
and hateful and angry.
Right.
Life's too short, as they say.
Yeah, then it's true. Michael Harrison, here every week. Our time is short as well, and it's up. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers.com. Check Talkers.com daily to find out what's happening with your favorite hosts, favorite programs, etc. We're happy to underscore all this on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee.
Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Michael Levine is here with us on the countdown, as he usually spends some time with us trying to get images into or out of our mind, because that's what he's about. He's an image maker. Levine Communication Office in Beverly Hills, home to a lot of experts. Michael is the chief among them. He's represented lots of celebrities over the years, and he's got a wonderful way of getting news to you very quickly called the LBN eLert, which you ought to check out. A lot of people sign up for it and get the news faster than they get it, and get it right, not like CNN. That's a good place for us to start, actually, Michael. CNN and Fox both stumbling over each other to try to be first with the wrong information about the Supreme Court Obamacare ruling.
Indeed. Yeah. Well, listen, I know a lot about the pressure to be first. It's really intense, and it's very adrenaline-filled. And so I understand that, but it also looks terrible.
It's awful.
When you're a major news, international news organization, and you get something wrong, you look like a jack fill in the blank.
Well, especially CNN is in so much trouble. They've been challenged by the other two 24-hour services. Fox is number one, and CNN, MSNBC about the same. But CNN has some terrible, terrible problems with terrible programs. They just don't seem to be getting to the heart and soul of what people want to get from that, which was the original of all the news organizations, the video organizations, TV news.
I would agree.
Yeah.
That's a fair point.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk a little bit. I just mentioned the Supreme Court ruling. Who, in your opinion, in terms of the media on this, other than what we just said about CNN and Fox, who's the winner and who's the loser in the discussion? The follow through, the ramp up to it being covered?
Both of them. On one hand, Obama gets a very, very big victory,
mm-hmm.
which, listen, it's always better to win than to lose, right? So on one hand, it's a big victory for Obama. On the other hand, if you think about this for more than a week or two, and you play it out in your mind, this provides Mitt Romney with a tremendous rallying cry.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to be able to set. Now, remember, this law is very unpopular with the American public.
Right.
For whatever reason.
No matter which side you're on. Is it?
It is clearly unpopular.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, now, the Republican nominee, Mitt Romney, gets to say, friends, go ahead, make my day. On day one, I'll do it for you. I'll do what those unelected guys in black robes wouldn't do. Just give me the pen. And that's a very appealing rallying cry.
Yep.
So, both people get victories out of yesterday. If you define this merely as an Obama victory, you're not thinking beyond a 24-hour news cycle.
Right. Yeah, you're not. And that's
you're not.
Which most of them don't anyway, and that's the reason they have a problem, as it were. All right, let's speaking of news, let's spend a minute on how you would recreate or rework Ann Curry. A lot of machination, obvious animosity on the screen between her and
Matt Lauer,
and then there's Savannah Guthrie and Natalie Morrow. So what do you do if you're this is your business? You deal with people like this all the time. How, if you're Ann Curry's PR person, do you rehab her image?
Well, I think that she did a very good job at appearing profoundly sympathetic on air. There's no question that she's been given a raw deal. I mean, look, she's not the first person to ever be removed.
Yeah, but she's getting $20 million bucks. What's wrong with that?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So, but in terms of how she was publicly handled by her own network, I mean, she was scraped off the bottom of the NBC shoe.
Yeah.
And that is publicly scraped off the bottom. So that's right. A very unappealing way to treat a woman who whose only crime was that people liked the other station better.
Mm-hmm.
That they were turning much more to Good Morning America of late.
Well, was it because of her? And they find her intriguing.
It's because of a confluence of a lot of things. It may have a piece to do with her, and I'm not saying I wouldn't have removed her.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm suggesting is that there's a confluence of reasons, and when somebody has to be removed, and particularly if they've been with you for a long time, it would be both unwise and unnecessary to treat them in anything other than the most dignified way possible.
Right, serves nothing.
And
how does it affect her being able, let's say they gave her a deal and she's going to stay there, seven people working for her, she's going to go out and travel the world, yada, yada. But she wants to get out of there. Can she go to ABC with credibility? Can she go
at
to
the end of her contract? She can, but look, it's likely a few years from now that she'll still be there,
mm-hmm.
still working, still collecting an extraordinarily good salary,
right?
And she'll be likely a very sympathetic figure for a time.
Yep.
And there we are. But I do think that the network could have handled it much better.
Much better. They're the ones that need a good PR department. Michael Levine, president and founder of Levine Communication Office, LCO Online, and also the creator of the LBN eLert here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Countdown continues now with our focus on this Wednesday, immigration reform. It doesn't seem like this one's going away. This is one of the hot-button issues for the election, don't you think? For this fall, the economy is affected by immigration or immigration policy, so this is appropriate, it would seem, for constructive commentary. Lizzie, in California, your thoughts, please.
My children are both half Hispanic. They're citizens. As a citizen, and they do get racially profiled, especially here in California. But I think it's really hard where the politicians and the news don't want to be pegged as racism, and this isn't racism because this is a fact of being an American. It's not like the African Americans in the 50s where we're talking about actual citizens of America that were being treated unfairly. These are illegal citizens. They aren't citizens. They're illegals. They're here illegal. They live off of our system. They work here. They go to school here. They're overcrowding our population, and I think it's important for people to understand that, and that's why when the federal government is imposing the immigration stipulations, it's really hard because what is good for the Midwest is not going to work here in California.
800-510-8255. Comments to Doug at DougStephan.com as well. And you follow the audience members' thinking on the Twitter and Facebook as well. So, Danny in Tennessee, you're into this in a different way.
I have to paraphrase because I don't have my Constitution with me. That when the government gets to the point where it's trampling on our rights and out of control, basically, it's supposed to be up to the people to dissolve that government, abolish it, which was what we should have done about maybe 8 years ago. However, we did not, and the people are very ignorant because they don't take the Constitution anymore, and the schools because they don't want the Constitution. They're trying to go around the Constitution. And number two, the only way that this country could ever be brought down is not from an enemy from without, but from within, which is what they're doing. They're infiltrating the government over the last 35, 40 years, slowly making a liberal Supreme Court that are not elected. They're picked. So eventually they just got themselves mounted to the point where they can do more or less whatever they want to do in this country and destroy it, which is exactly what their goal is to do, destroy this nation.
Well, I don't know about whether their goal is to destroy the nation, but this sort of thing doesn't do us any good. And the debate about it is healthy, but there are a number of things, as we all know, that are splitting the country and that are dividing. I don't know if destroy is... divide and destroy may be the same things, comparable words here. But we have an immigration problem. We have numerous circumstances in which these people, I think there's a list I'm going to get it of what the problems are with the immigration in California, for example. You've probably heard or seen any number of those lists. And meanwhile, Barbara in Pennsylvania wants Congress to get in on the act.
I can't understand, after all these years, Congress had come together with an agreement where they can allow the immigrants to be in the United States. They need to set a set date that all that were here already go and file to be citizens of the United States. Thereafter that, whoever comes after that will be subject to leave this country. And just like you have in the prisons, you have fences up there, the prisoners can't get out. I can't understand why they can't take and do the borders with the fences and the guards that need to be there, because also you have to look at, not only are you looking at immigrants that are coming over that want jobs, you also have terrorists that can come across our borders. So we have to check who's coming across the borders. But I don't see what the uprise is about, the immigrants being in the United States. They're just like anybody else that wants to live here, have a good living.
All right, so Barbara's got a thought or two or three or four that are worth discussing. Any comments for the callers, you're welcome to jump on board as well. Hosts and callers are the focus. We do a sampling of talk radio shows, political news talk shows around the country to come up with this list. And one of them that we listened to is a program hosted by Terry Gilbert, who talked about whether this immigration debate, the discussion, will go away if Mitt Romney announces that Congressman Paul Ryan from Wisconsin would be his running mate.
Last week, Obama grabbed headlines with the illegal DREAM Act story, and he even stole some, not all, but some of Rubio's thunder on this issue, at least bringing it to the forefront. And it was a very predictable chess move for Obama to do that, very political. And so I think that it's quite possible that Romney would come back strong and try to do a checkmate on this very topic. But then today, reading National Review, I thought, well, now, wait a minute. Does Romney need Florida that much if he put Paul Ryan on the ticket? Absolutely, Florida is important. Absolutely, the Hispanic vote is important. But Obama thinks the Hispanic vote in one big block. And here's the difference. Romney does not think that way, or at least that's not the aim according to the camp. The camp is saying, let's look at Hispanics as individuals, with their main concern being the economy, like so many of us. Let's not just put them into one big voting block. Let's politically break this down that they're individuals, and maybe, in fact, it will be Romney Ryan. Because after all, if he's representing the savior for the economic malaise we are in, then why not have two saviors, right?
800-510-8255. Who agrees with that contention? The numbers that we're confronted with, I said maybe some of you have seen or heard this, worth one more visit, the state of California. This is a real ear-opener. Something was published in the Los Angeles Times when all of this discussion began. 40% of all workers in L.A. County are working for cash and not paying taxes. Predominantly, they are illegals working without a green card. 95% of warrants for murder in Los Angeles are for illegal aliens. 75% of people on the most wanted list in L.A. County are illegal. Two-thirds of all births in L.A. County are to illegal alien Mexicans on Medi-Cal, births paid for by taxpayers. 35% of all inmates in California detention centers are Mexican nationals here illegally. 300,000 illegal aliens in L.A. County are living in garages. The FBI reports half of all gang members in L.A. are most likely illegal aliens. 60% of all occupants of HUD properties are illegal. 21 radio stations in Los Angeles are Spanish-speaking. 5.1 million people speak English, 3.9 million speak Spanish in Los Angeles County. Now, again, those statements from the L.A. Times. 2% of illegal aliens are picking our crops, but 29% are on welfare. 70% of the U.S.'s annual population growth results from immigration, 90% in California and New York and Florida. 29% of inmates in federal prisons are illegal aliens. How do you deal with all those numbers? It almost seems foolish, doesn't it? 800-510-8255. Bill in Oklahoma, you're a police officer.
I was a police officer in California. I made lots of stops, pedestrian and traffic, in the course of my interview to try to determine who these people were. You ask for driver's license, they give you a legal one, an illegal one, false identification. First thing you have to determine is who they are before you can act on why you stopped them. And I don't think people understand. In the past, once we determined that they were an illegal immigrant, as in the course of trying to figure out who they were, we weren't able to act on that. All we were able to do is give them a ticket or release them. We couldn't hold them for INS. If we arrested them and took them to jail, then in the course of processing through the system, ICE would come and pick them people up after we were done with them. But nothing's really changed that I can see.
All right. Thank you for that input. 800-510-8255. This discussion on the countdown continues after these words.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Nothing is more important than your family security. But ask yourself, if you die today, will your family be able to keep their home? Will your children get a college education? If the needle points towards no, you need to protect your family with life insurance. You can make up for your lost income, fund your child's education, pay a mortgage, taxes, and more. Learn about life insurance. Get your consumer protection guide free from the Center for Sound Consumer Advice. Still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America, where since 2004, there has never been a fee or charge of any kind to consumers. And best of all, never ever one complaint. Call today for your free life insurance guide. 800-819-6545. That's 800-819-6545. Call today for your free life insurance guide. Again, that's 800-819-6545.
Old Navy Funovations Inc. presents a summer sale like none other. All new summer styles at clearance prices. Sung by megastar Jordan Knight.
Fresh summer styles, super small
prices. Deals like new shorts, $12 for adults, $7 for kids, and famous graphic tees, just $5 for the whole family.
You're such a great shopper, girl.
Get all new styles at clearance prices. Now through Sunday.
See you at Old Navy. Come.
Select styles only in store. Second for a week.
Save more of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn and spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and hundreds of instant rewards with our Value Club. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal!
It's time for 4th of July travel. So right now at Sears Auto Center, save $35 on our road trip ready package that includes an alignment, conventional oil change, tire rotation, and air filter. And save on all tires, including a buy three, get one free deal on qualifying Goodyear tires. Stop by Sears Auto Center or visit SearsAuto.com for more offers and coupons. This is the way to roll into summer. This is Sears Auto Center. Most vehicles package regularly $137.97. Free tire of equal or lesser value and 7.7. Shop these and exclusions apply. See store for details.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting Geico.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store. Except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Our callers are focused on the political impact of immigration reform and what the president has suggested ought to be done, and the play that the politicians are bringing into this. Speaking of politicians, interesting to note that the people in Mexico who have an election coming up as well are looking at the candidate who was the former mayor of Mexico City, Andrés Manuel López Obrador. The politicians down there are doing pretty much what they're doing up here in terms of spending money and trying to label people. The election, I believe, is this Sunday. Did I say this? Well, no, it's this Sunday. And so Calderon is going out, and this fellow may be the one who takes over. As we have said many times, the government of America sort of wants, some people in the government anyway, want the Mexicans to do a better job of policing this or helping us. And yet we see a lot of Americans going down there living and working, and there's an undocumented, using that word in a sort of facetious way, an undocumented connection between a lot of businesses and politicians here and down there as a way of perhaps bringing our countries closer together and maybe even unification down the road. What do you think of that? 800-510-8255. Jim in Texas wants to talk about a couple of interesting comparisons.
Mr. Obama did a great decision there. He targeted the right people for voting. And as a 20-year veteran, what I'm afraid of is the people in Washington, the CEOs that are taking the money, they're walking away with it and getting away with it. Those are the people I'm afraid of. I'm not afraid of these young kids coming to school, getting educated, and promoting this country. I appreciate that Pesha came over and served our country. As a 2-year veteran out of Vietnam and 20 years in the military, I support the decision, and I think we need to get over it. And Republicans, remember the Mayflower? The Indians felt the same way that you did.
800. That's pretty interesting. 800-510-8255. Tom in Pennsylvania, not a big fan of Mr. Obama.
You know, we have all around the, especially Middle East Rim, the people are trying to get rid of their dictators. And here we have a president in our country that has he, I'm a little scattered, has he submitted his immigration plan, the specific policy, right, that he just declared as a dictator, has he submitted this to Congress and allowed Congress the opportunity to vote on the specific aspects of this policy?
800-510-8255. Let's listen to Libby in Louisiana.
Having to do with these aliens, I think we should hold employers responsible who hire illegals. And there should be an avenue to make sure these people, these illegal workers, have employment and have enough agents to check on them to make sure they aren't overstaying nor being taken advantage of or abused in some way. Now, Arizona has a unique problem, and we'll just have to work it out with the federal government, keeping in mind, hopefully, that they are Americans first before Arizonians.
800-510-8255. Don in Pennsylvania. Let's wrap this up.
The politicians in this country are all lawyers and big business people. There's not an average person in this Congress or Senate that are up for the people. They're all for themselves. They get in there. They work for their retirement. They lock their retirement in, and they don't care about us. And I think until we vote them out and get some average people in there, I think this country is in real trouble. Both parties are dictators, and they control their people coming in. Everybody goes in there with the idea that they're going to do something for this country, and they all fall right into place. It's going on too long. It needs to be changed.
You know, there's a lot to be said for that thinking. Thanks. 800-510-8255. Living within our means, the focus next on the Countdown.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, and a fantastic opportunity for us to discuss three of the items, the stories this week on the Talkers Countdown. Three of them focus on legalities and the institution of the Supreme Court. So here's Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who has several great websites, stevelaw.net, scamaside.com. He's there to help us understand. First of all, we talk about the Supreme Court upholding Obamacare, number one item this week.
Yeah.
There is a wrinkle to this that you find fascinating.
Yeah, and what it is a lot of people, or a lot of conservatives have been disappointed with Justice Roberts and his position allowing this on the taxation position that was a small argument. Legally, I think he's correct, but I think what a lot of people are missing is this was really an unprecedented limitation on the Commerce Clause, and Congress has used the Commerce Clause to really get involved in so many areas of individual rights and states' rights in the past, and frequently the court just went along with this. So here, some people may be missing the point. Yes, this particular piece of legislation was allowed to go through, but it had some unique elements to it where that taxation position could be used. It's really going to be a landmark case for limiting the federal government in the future.
Which is not what anybody else is saying about this.
No, they're missing the point.
Yeah, well, listen. Won't be the first time.
Yeah.
And it basically, the discussions have been the usual barbs. There's no education coming out of most of the conversation about this. So, thank you. You think this was the right way to go?
I do. You know, I really...
You wouldn't have expected this to be the ruling. You didn't expect this at all.
No, I really didn't know. To be very frank, I did think because the Supreme Court, rather, has allowed the expansion in even this particular court of the Commerce Clause, that they would go along with this. So I think this conservatives should be pretty happy with this.
Ah, there you go, those of you who are right of center. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our attorney here. Let's go to the next legal opinion from the Supreme Court about the Arizona immigration situation. They've taken that apart. Were you surprised with any of this?
Not in the slightest, and particularly even the way that the judges came down on this. Immigration law is something that is left up to the national government, the federal government, to take care of. This is something that the states do not have the rights to make legislation. So the parts that dealt with that, I was, you know, absolutely not surprised at all. The part that dealt with being able to check someone's papers, I felt would be upheld, and that is not an immigration law. Frankly, it's something, you know, whenever someone is stopped, you do run a check, and some of these checks have really grabbed some pretty bad guy criminals. So exactly what should have happened did happen here. Now what you need to do is to have Congress, okay, you haven't done anything about immigration. Let's see you do something.
All right. So two rulings you think both are good from the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I was pretty happy with all of them this week, actually.
All right. Well, there are a number of other, I guess, lesser items. There was the third one that a lot of people are talking about. Now it's gone right out of my mind.
The Act of Valor.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, this was where it was, and it came out of some minor league politician water department or something, and he was testifying, and he wasn't even testifying, he mentioned publicly about his winning the Congressional Medal of Honor and the wounds he suffered in the war, none of which was true. And
right.
This was a you know, deemed to be a violation of this Act of Valor Act. I loved when Justice Sotomayor said, well, does that mean if my date it lies to me on a date that's actionable? Bottom line is, it is a matter of free speech. Is it something that's, you know, probably despicable? Yes.
Yeah.
Is it harming people who have legitimately served? No. So to me, it was much ado about nothing, and I think the Supreme Court rightly said we do protect the First Amendment.
Free speech. The lady who hung out the lady in Houston who was arrested this week for taking a paper bag and ripping it up and putting speed trap ahead, standing on the corner of the street. The police arrested her. Man, I'd like to take that to the Supreme Court, wouldn't you?
I would. As a matter of fact, we've had actions in Massachusetts where if you blink your lights to tell someone that there's a policeman coming, that is protected. So that's her free speech.
Notice we haven't talked about Eric Holder because that's a lot of blah, 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 blah.
It really is.
Yes, it is. All right, so that's the bottom line. Lots of interesting rulings this week from Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.